apologize my voice a little bit because I'm under the weather a little bit. So sorry for that from the beginning. So my presentation is focusing on... I'm also the one that try to go always next to the... my presentation is focusing on improving seedling quality by using liquid organic fertilizer that's produced locally in Hawaii by using local solid materials. Meat and bone meal, we call it in Hawaii tankage. This stuff actually is produced locally in Hawaii, mainly it's a fish waste. It has about 50% fish waste, and the remaining is from all the waste from slaughtering houses, dead animals, skin, the meat and bone that doesn't sell in the market anymore and expire. They usually take it and cook it and produce this tankage. What's good about this material that's produced locally in Hawaii, it's actually a very good way for waste management. And also, it's reducing our reliance on the imported fertilizer from off-state. What I did, I was going every 3 months and collecting sub-sample from these materials and evaluating the quality of it by submitting initial sample for nitrogen. Then every 3 months when I collect another sample, I would go and check on the what's the changes in the nitrogen as well. What we found that it has about average 10% nitrogen, about 3% phosphorus, and 1% potassium in it. Also, in order for me to understand the material itself and in order for me to make recommendation, I did a leachate study to understand how is the nitrogen will mineralize from this material. So what I did, a leachate study with two different soils, and I applied this this material based on the nitrogen application rate. And if you look into the figure, you will find that 20% of the nitrogen released within the first 2 weeks of the materials. In a meeting with some extension agents on one of the Hawaiian islands, there was an expression about how important is the farmers are very much interested in having locally produced liquid organic fertilizer in order to reduce their need, their use of either synthetic or the fish emulsion, for example. What I did, I wrote a proposal for the Western Sear to produce this liquid organic fertilizer. We started with looking into different factors. How can we speed up and improve the release of the nitrogen from this solid form into the liquid, into the aqueous solution? Well, I tested effect of time, temperature, open and cover condition, and also some chemical and biological factors. And we end up with kind of a combination between the factors to come up with and a recipe. And the recipe is mix 1 kg of the meat and bone meal into 50 liters of water, add about 50 grams of vermicompost, apply oxygen through air pump for 12 to 24 hours, strain very well, then apply it. We did some field studies for with this material, and also what we found that this material is mainly as a nitrogen supplement. It doesn't come up as a main source of nitrogen. So we've been in field studies, we've been applying 50% of the required nitrogen for, of the crop up front, and then we apply this material weekly injected with the drip irrigation lines. Greenhouse trial. After we found a good success in the field, we wanted to improve seedling quality. What we did, a series of greenhouse trials that conducted at Yoji Manawa campus. We tested four crops, papaya, chili pepper, tomato, and kaichoi. We applied water, liquid synthetic using the Miracle-Gro, and liquid organic fertilizer based on the recipe, the one I presented earlier. And also we used only the peat moss as a media for the crops in a complete randomized design with the three replicates. Here is the results. You can tell clearly from the visual that the liquid organic, the LO, liquid organic, LS, which is the liquid synthetic, and then control, which is the water only. You can see clearly that the four crops, the liquid organic did a very good job in improving the seedling quality, comparing with liquid synthetic and with water. And that might be related to that the liquid organic fertilizer provided extra and additional nutrient in addition to the NPK that came out from the Miracle-Gro, for example, that also improved the, and also, although no matter how much you will be able to strain this liquid organic materials, you will always have little bit of the particles that stays in the solution that might be also added into the improvement of the seedling quality. This is now the same thing here I'm presenting and with numbers. Sorry, I don't have the mean separation letters, but all was highly significant, and the liquid organic fertilizer for the fresh and dry weights of the seedlings were significantly higher under liquid organic comparing to the synthetic, and both were significantly higher than water only. At the same time, what I did is I focused on how is the root and shoot ratio come up from the seedlings. What we found that there is a highly significant positive correlation between the shoot and the root ratio. Increasing the biomass in the shoots, the roots also increasing, or vice versa. And that's a very good thing, because you look into the amount of roots that actually growing here in the media, that will help also to absorb more and more nutrients from it as well. As a conclusion, and sorry again, my presentation is short. As a conclusion, that producing healthy seedlings might lead to better nutrient management under field condition. How I look at this one is, when you improve the seedling quality, you will be able to go into the field with stronger plants that hopefully, if there is nothing wrong, will come up, they will give you better yield. In addition to improving root biomass, may lead to better water and nutrient use efficiencies through the biomass of the roots. They will expand more and they will catch up more of the nutrients and water in the field, and also they will reduce the amount of nutrient that will leach down into the groundwater, but rather benefit the plants and with better yield. The use of locally produced methane may reduce the cost. Now, we did a cost-benefit study as well, although it was just mainly looking into the small component of it. What we found that, this liquid organic fertilizer that we produced, it's definitely cheaper than the fish emulsion, for example, or any other liquid organic fertilizer. However, due to that the nitrogen in the synthetic sources is very high, it was not significantly lower than the liquid synthetic sources. With that, I would like to acknowledge the Sustainable and Organic Farming Program crew at the University of Hawaii at Manawa, and our funding sources, the Western Sustainable Agriculture and Education, the HATCH, and Hawaii Department of Agriculture for funding us to do this work. And thank you. The material has been produced, this material, the same material was been used before for animal feed. It's the same material, but since the mad cow disease, it's been abandoned for animal feed. But it's approved for agriculture use, and it's an NOP compliant. There is a company in on Oahu Island called Island Commodities, and I'm not advertising for any company. But they produce this material, and actually the changes come up with this material. Before, they were not even caring for it. When they started taking this material, evaluating its quality, I invited them over and over for workshops and field days. They were not coming. But at some point, when they found that people start coming and buying the stuff, one time they came with small samples and had an NPK amount. There is a change and shift in the local business about really we can do something here that benefits our island. Yes, please. That's one of the things that also related to what I just mentioned. Because we send this data, our results about the variability between batch to batch, into the company and shared with them, they start actually looking more now into how they can stabilize the quality of the produce. The nitrogen content, and that's what actually was main focus for my study, it was about varied between 7.8 to 12.3%. Yes, but recently they start looking into more fixing the quality and looking into how they can kind of make the batch-to-batch kind of stable as far as the amount goes. Whenever I go every 3 months, I would get subsample from them. I would analyze the whole profile of the nutrient, macro and micro. But then after 3 months, when I go and collect more, what I would do, I would analyze the previous one also. I wanted to see how is the nitrogen decline over time or the changes also. And that's what I looked into total as initial and also the decline over the 2 years, a study that we did. Actually, it's 3 years, but the data only for 2 years here. Yes, please. We do. Actually, we've been working with this material a lot, and we just actually graduated the master's students, but Dr. Ted Radovic here, he's the director of the Sustainable Organic Farming Program. He's been using this material a lot, and it's actually what we did. We study how is the as a direct field application, and also with the split application to see how is the impact on the leaching of the nitrate or the nitrogen forms below the crop root zone as well. And we found with split application reduced the nitrate that went below the crop root zone into about 20%. Please. Yes. I was irrigating, I think, twice a week. I believe it was for the nutrient, or for the water. You mean the liquid organic fertilizer? It's we injected we applied once a week. Yeah, once a week we applied it. But as far as the watering of the seedlings themselves was, I think daily twice a day for short duration of time. But themselves as the liquid organic fertilizer, we only applied it once a week. And that's actually very helpful because providing those nutrients, especially the nitrogen that's in an absorbed form, which is the nitrate or ammonium, helps actually the plants to grow better and stays a bit longer compared with the water. You look into the seedlings with the water when they start yellowing because they use all what's in the seeds. Comparing with the injection that we added or the liquid organic fertilizer or the synthetic, both, that's providing nutrient now, additional nutrient for the seedlings to continue. And it's very beneficial for us in Hawaii because we have small farm holders. They will be able to have more harvest within the improving the seedling media and seedling quality as well.
Okay, one more question. Okay, great discussion.
Thank you.